Hey, Bear, can I borrow your sunglasses? I think I lost mine. Whoa, what's going on in here? Are you crying? Stop covering your eyes, I need to know if you're crying. Put those hands down. Oh, you are. Oh, no, it's okay. Don't hide it. There's nothing wrong with crying. No, there isn't. Shh, come. Let me come over there and help you. You really look like you need some comfort. Nothing a hug from your little sister can't fix, right? That's it. Let it all out. Shh, let it all out. It's okay, your little sister's here for you. Do you want to talk about it? Might be a good idea to get off your chest. What? No, I wouldn't hurt you for it. I never could. You're my brother and I care about you. Seeing you upset makes me really sad. Am I still dating Nick? Yeah, why? I thought you had a good thing going on with Valerie. Did something go wrong? She dumped you? Fuck, I'm sorry. Look, it's okay. I know it can be tough to split up from a partner. But you'll get through it. You always do. What is it? You finally thought that she would take your virginity? Ah, shit. You really liked her, huh? No, you're not a loser. Don't you dare call yourself that. You're one of the nicest, sweetest guys I've known. Maybe the sweetest. You have no idea how lucky your next girlfriend will be to have you. Forget her. She wasn't worth your time anyway. I don't give a damn why she broke up with you, and you shouldn't either. You're fine just the way you are, bro. You've got to stop selling yourself short. What? Yeah, I'm still a virgin. It's not a big deal. Why do you care? Am I going to... with Nick? That's a bit personal, but... No, I haven't planned anything. I mean, my sub is getting ready for college. Yes, yeah, so we're going to the same school. We just decided it was easier to go to the same one. We could study together and maybe go to some events. It's just more convenient for us. If we didn't, I probably would have called it off anyway. Look, losing your virginity isn't a race, big brother. I get that it's personal, a special moment in your life, and that you want to feel like you've learned. But there's too many factors into having your first time. People meet by chance. You don't meet people anymore. You really think Valerie were your last chance at sex? No, but you don't know how good you have it. Now that you're out of college, you've got your whole life ahead of you. You're in a slump, I get it. But that doesn't mean you can't get on your feet again. Well, that's true. I'm a bit more social than you, but there's nothing wrong with being an introvert. You just prefer a few close friends over having a bunch of friends. So there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, to be honest, I'm kind of jealous of you. So I have no idea what I'm going to do with my life. Starting college and I'm going to have to adjust to dorms, teachers, and I could barely chew the major. Probably end up switching it by the time my freshman year is over. You've got a career right in front of you, bro. All it takes is one good interview and boom, you're raking in the dough. No more stupid exams, papers, projects. Fuck. College is going to suck. I get it. There's a lot of great things about college, but the grass is always greener on the other side. Have you already forgotten how hard it's been on you? Maybe you went up as social because you were trying to keep your grades in check. There's nothing wrong with that, right? Thought so. Look, I get you don't feel great about yourself, but you've got to stop treating yourself like garbage. If you need help making friends again, well, I could help you out. No, it's no trouble at all. No trouble whatsoever. Trust me, I know how to make friends. There's all sorts of places we can hang in order to meet people. Yes, I can help you get laid. I mean, you have to do most of the work, but I have friends that are sexually active, so I certainly could give you some advice. Plus, it's always nice to have a girl's perspective. I could teach you to be a real charmer, eh? Doesn't that sound great? Okay, maybe not a total charmer, but enough to get you talking with the girls again. Hell, you'd probably lose your virginity before I end up leaving for college. Oh, you don't think so? Please, you're smart, funny, and fucking sweeter than gumdrops. You did anything you could to help your ex, and she's going to totally regret dumping you. Girls dream about meeting a guy like you. I mean, fuck. Nick could learn a thing or two from you. I like him and all, but I wish he hung out with you a little bit. Sometimes he gets hot-headed, and he just doesn't know when to show up. In fact, I never told him that I'm still a virgin. Tell you what, bro, if you're not so confident in picking up women, maybe... Oh, this is stupid. Why am I bringing it up? No? Are you sure you want me to... Okay, well... But don't judge me, please. Maybe we could take each other's virginity. No, I'm sorry I brought it up. I mean, I'm just... Wait, what? You're not weirded out by your sister asking to fuck you? Are you that desperate to get it over with? Or are you just worried you're not going to have this chance again? Okay, I just want to make sure... How about we start slowly? I could give you some time to get a feel for things, and if you don't feel comfortable, we could stop. Really? I'm doing this for you. Cheating on Nick? I don't think so. You're my brother. And I'm still with him. I mean, if he did the same thing, I wouldn't be mad. Look, do you want to try this or not? Well then, let's start off with a little kiss. Come here. That was pretty good. But I want you to try my tongue. You're going to really have to get into it if you want to get hard. There we go. Shit. You're a fine kisser. The women out there don't know what they're missing. You'll be fine. At least in that department. Alright, take your shirt off. Yes, I'll take mine off, but I want to inspect your body a little bit first. Your skin is so soft. I love it. Okay, brother, I've got to say this. You're fucking hot. You might not feel that way, but trust me. I'm a woman, and I know a thing or two about what makes a guy attractive. Shit, if you weren't my brother, I'd probably dump Nick just to be with you. I know that's kind of a shitty thing to say, but you have all the qualities of a guy I'd die for. Okay, let me get mine off. There we go. Yeah, I'm not wearing a bra. Intimidated a little bit. Is it because I'm your sister, or you've never seen boobs like this close before? Figured. Valerie was too stingy to let you see her boobs. Well, that's her loss. Come on, you can touch them. Be gentle. I can see that's not a problem with you. You're fucking... tracing your fingers across them like they're a precious gem. And you don't want to break it. Oh, I love the way you cup your hand around my breast. Oh, you're giving me more support than my best bra ever could. It's really soothing. Oh, well, it looks like you're having no problem getting hard. Mind if I... Sweet. I mean, I've seen your cock before, but not after I hit puberty. I've always wondered what it looked like. I never thought I'd actually get a chance to see it again. Let's put these pants down and the boxers. Shh, don't say a word. Just let me have this. Your cock tastes so nice. I wish I'd have asked you earlier about this. Holy shit. Your cock is growing nicely. Almost like I'm infiltrating it with my mouth. So precious. This is my little gem now, brother. Okay, before you get too excited. I think it's time we do this. Come on, it'll still be fun. Let me just get these off. There you go. You like what you see, brother? It's not used at all. I mean, I did use a few dildos before, so I can guess what it's like, but we won't know until we try, right? Okay, let me just lay back and let you have your way with me. I want you to build up your confidence. So I'll let you know if anything needs to be adjusted, but for now, just go, come on, slide it in. Oh, that's good. Oh, not quite like my largest of dildos, but not bad. Oh, you're going to make a lot of women happy with that cock of yours, big brother. Oh, your cock feels so nice in front of me. Inside me. I could get used to this, fuck. Oh, I might need to have a few more rounds with you before going off to college. Oh, this is great. I bet we could try all sorts of position. Fuck yeah. Oh, this cock's too nice to just have one. Oh, and the rest of you isn't bad either. Oh, maybe it's because I'm a virgin. But I don't think so. I think you're doing a great job, bro. Oh, faster, please. Come on. Oh, almost there. Oh, I know you're probably going to finish me off pretty soon. Are you going to come with me? I don't mind if you have to stroke a little after you pull out. Oh, let's do this. I want you to come for me, big brother. I want you to shoot your cum across my tits. Oh, even on my face, just fucking come. Oh, yes. Oh, that's great. Oh, fucking give me some sugar, my sweet brother. For a virgin, you really do know how to please a woman. I bet you're happy you got that over with. And you know, if we try this a few more times, I bet you'll be a total hit with the ladies. I'm going to make my brother into a total charmer. And we can get you a girlfriend that'll treat you right for once. No need to pounce on that first woman you see that has feelings for you. We're going to get you someone that matches your sweetness. Someone that wouldn't dream of dumping you. And for the record, I still don't know why Valerie dumped you. You're such a wonderful guy. But when we're done, I'm sure you'll forget all about her. Don't feel like much of a loser now, right? Good. I know that you still need to work on your self-esteem. But I'm here to help you. And there's nothing wrong with being nervous or crying or anything like that. You're human, just like everyone else. Don't bottle up your emotions just because you're a man, okay? And for the record, a lot of girls will fall for you because of that. So refreshing to see a guy open up. Don't you fucking dare change. All you need is a little more confidence, that's all. I would hug you right now, but I'm kind of covered in your cum. And we should probably get this off.